Third question from Emma Glacken is around what the introduction of online sources such as Twitter mean for broadcast journalists. Do they have to be more able to work over multiple platforms? Well, I don't think that's got anything to do with Twitter. I think, yes, broadcast journalists do have to work over multiple platforms, but that is because of changes in the news industry and the commercial future, if you like, of news organisations. The idea of a single platform journalist, a journalist who just works for video or radio or print, is becoming more and more rare because all of these organisations have websites, they all have ad sales, people selling adverts on these websites, they have other divisions of their companies selling other things like e-commerce and so on. So for that reason, they have to produce online content and they look to their existing employees to do that. That's the simple reason why broadcast journalists, among others, have to be able to work over multiple platforms. The other side of things is that that's also the place where information is being distributed. So just as journalists have had to learn how to use news wires and use telephones and listen to the radio news and watch certain TV bulletins to follow what's happening, pick up the newspapers, they have to follow Twitter trends, they have to see what's rising up dig, for example. You know, there are all sorts of skills that we need to be able to do to follow the news agenda, to stay ahead of it and to find sources and leads and stories. So let's go straight into the final question, which is what this means for the viewer or listener. Is news becoming more bite-sized? Well, the evidence of the research that I've seen into news consumption suggests that people do pick at news, and they do it not necessarily in the same way that they did in print and broadcast. You know, if you think how people consume news in print, they actively buy a newspaper, they sit and they read it. With TV, quite often they'll have it in the background and they'll tune in and tune out. With radio, they'll listen to it on the way to work. And the internet has its own kind of patterns of consumption. People check it every hour when they check their emails. They'll check it on their laptop while they're watching the news on the TV. They'll check it on their mobile phone when they're going to bed. So because of some of that, you are getting a demand for bite-sized news. But you also see that the research suggests that people want more in-depth quality news. They want more background. They want more context. The problem is that that is obviously more expensive to produce. And the question, I guess, is whether the commercial pressure to do that is enough for news organisations to, you know, to react to it, to adapt their production. So what do I imagine for the future of news reporting? I think you'll see a mix. I think you'll see that kind of churn type news reporting, which is basically about sheer quantity against which to sell advertising. And you'll see the more high quality, engaged, unique type journalism that sets itself apart and bases itself on a commercial model of engagement and the quality of the readers that it, and viewers and users that it attracts. Now, funnily enough, that's not too dissimilar to the model we've got at the moment. You've got mass market news products and you've got niche market news and magazine products. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the same sort of pattern emerging. What I do think will happen, again, because of sheer commercial pressure, is a more networked approach to news reporting, an approach where the user is part of the process. And the reason I think that's going to happen is because it just makes economic sense. Firstly, users are your distributors, so they're already part of your production process. Secondly, you're laying off journalists left, right and centre, and you still need to get hold of the news. So you need to build a relationship with users and hope that they're going to contribute information to you and to your news process. So for that reason, I think it seems self-evident to me that news is going to become more and more networked in that sense and plugged into what's being talked about. So I hope that's useful, and I hope that's your deadline met.